We're back for another edition of the Midweek Minute with the superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, we are so excited about this. You know, school may have been out this week for fall break, and we have Friday night off for football, a bye week, but that still doesn't mean things aren't going on school system. And one of the big things that we prepare for now for the 10th year, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm. One decade.
I know it's unbelievable. Is the Sylacauga City Schools Foundation 5K 10K run? This is a big deal.
Yes.
Tell us about this really quick before we talk to our very esteemed guests in studio that you've brought along with us. What does this mean to you, and why is this such a beneficial event?
So, of course, we know that the foundation helps support our classrooms by providing grants for our teachers so that they can integrate. Whether it be curriculum, resources, sometimes, might even be flexible furniture. They've done, rooms that, are sensory based, you name it. But they provide these resources for our teachers really to enhance education and to ensure that all of our students get a quality education. And so everything that they do goes right back to our students that we serve. Well, the foundation has two major fundraisers, and this is one of them. And, of course, the other caveat of this is most of our athletes participate themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting to see our athletes compete in this nature as well, alongside our community leaders. And then we have runners that come from all over to take advantage of just running through our beautiful city.
Well, we are super excited to be a part of it. Of course, we help provide some music and some announcement capabilities. And so we need to just jump right into it here. So Ms. Carol Sprayberry, Executive Director of the Sylacauga City Schools Foundation, Mr. John Parrish, race chairperson, if you will, all things NEMAC is here. So where do we begin on this? I mean, we're going to start with you, Carol, in terms of just about all of the things that go around the foundation, and really just kind of echoing what Dr. Eller said. This has been a role that you moved into when you retired as being a day-to-day teacher in the Sylacauga City school system. And this is your way of giving back in these ways. So what is this all about?
Well, it is. And ironically, I'm in the middle of my 10th year as the executive director of the school foundation. So it's been an honor to serve in this capacity. My husband was one of the charter members of the foundation, so it's been a part of my life since 1988.
That was a good year, by the way. A very good year.
Yes. Is that when you were born?
Yes, it was.
You youngster.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, this is our largest fundraiser, and we have reached a milestone. Mm-hmm. When we first began it 10 years ago, my goal was to at least reach half of a chair status, which is $25,000.
Right.
When we surpassed that, I thought, okay, let's do a chair amount, $25,000. We surpassed that. So last year, we set a goal for $30,000. We came really close to reaching it. This year, we have surpassed it. If my last five pledges come through that have said they're going to sponsor us, but we've also, and
that's we'll incredible.
Have over 30,000 this year. And of that 30,000 plus, 122 corporate sponsors total.
Wow.
I know it. Wow. The t-shirts are going to be full on the back.
That's incredible. You've got to be proud of that. That's huge.
28 of them are gold, which means they gave us 500 plus dollars, some of them 1,000.
Yeah.
28 are platinum.
Okay.
40 are gold, which is $250. 41 are silver level, which is $100. And 13 are bronze, which is $50. So it all adds up to over $30,000 this year. So we're really excited.
That's amazing. I mean, just thinking about that, and you and the perspective that you have been in for so many years as a teacher, and then stepping out and looking at this, from the outside looking in of how these types of efforts, these philanthropic efforts, can help teachers and students in the classroom, I know is something that you take very seriously and proudly to know that these efforts are just so beneficial.
Well, I benefited from the foundation grants myself as a teacher, so I know the benefit of that. And instructional fee money has doubled since I taught. teachers get $1,000, I think.
Yes,
but,
they do.
You know, in today's economy,
sure,
that really doesn't go very far.
Yeah.
And we know a lot of teachers that spend money out of their own pocket to supply what they need in the classroom. So this is a way that we can assist mm-hmm. in instructional excellence for our students.
It's amazing. So, John, you come in on the race itself, the logistics on the race. What can people expect? What are the routes? What is the essence of what the day kind of holds? Tell us about what people can expect.
Okay. So if they want to get the details on the route, those are posted at the website, the City School Foundation website. At the top, there is a box that says 5K, 10K. If they'll click that, there's registration information, but also maps of the course.
That is at scsfoundation.net is where you go for that.
Yep. Correct.
Yep.
So I will say that the 5K is a fast, flat 5K. Anybody wanting to set a personal best, this is the course to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The 10K, a little bit more challenging. It's a little longer. There's a long, slow hill on about halfway through the course. It is a certified course. So if somebody's looking for a race to qualify for other races, our 10K is certified.
That's great.
And we can provide that information to document that too. The day starts out early, and as everybody gets there, it gets livened up as those students arrive. As Dr. Eller said, they add quite a bit of energy
right.
to our
yes.
event.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
We wouldn't change a thing.
Right.
That's so we get together, we get everybody signed in, get them ready to start the races, and we start both races at the same time.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know it's going to be great. Typically, how many people are expected to be at this event? Any participant numbers?
We've had around 200 every year. This yeah. year, it's, right now, it's a little bit low, but here again, you know, we're a week and a half out.
Yeah.
And we have several that show up the morning of and right. register on site.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell you today how many, but it could be anywhere from 150 to 200, hopefully.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, to mention, you know, last week the early bird registration window closed. Like Ms. Sprayberry just said, you can register when you come to the event itself. If you decide spur of the moment, you wake up on Saturday morning, you're like, yeah, I feel like running a 5K today. you can make that happen. And what about in terms of giving? At what point does that close? In terms of sponsorships
and
yeah, different things
well,
of that nature.
I mean, we'll take the money anytime.
Sure, of course, yeah. You just might not get your name on the T-shirt.
Absolutely. Yeah. Last week was the deadline because yeah. I have got to turn in all the logos
of course.
And names to the T-shirt
yeah.
provider
sure.
this coming Monday.
Yeah.
So you have to have a deadline at some point.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, so you can always give to the Silicaga City Schools Foundation, and if you want to do that, even out of season of this race, you can do so at scsfoundation.net. Dr. Eller, how does it feel being superintendent, knowing that you have such great support from the entity that is the Silicaga City Schools Foundation?
Well, one, it's exciting. It's amazing. I would have loved to have had that same opportunity when I was in the classroom. I spent 16 years in the classroom and didn't have an opportunity to have a foundation that I could write grants for. And you know, I was one of those teachers as well that anytime I did something innovative or out of the box, it came out of my pocket, or I convinced others to help fund it. So it would have been great to have that resource and that opportunity. So our teachers are really blessed to be able to take benefit of that, because the foundation funds can really provide resources that we can't provide. You know, a lot of our monies that come in, even the instructional monies, are really earmarked to only be able to purchase certain things. So if you want to be innovative and you want to think outside that box, a lot of those funds don't exist for that. And so it's exciting to have a foundation that loves us, that loves our students, loves our teachers, and provides those additional opportunities, like I said, for that quality education, for that excellence. So we're just so appreciative of their efforts and appreciative of what they do for us. And all those corporate sponsors, I mean, all of them gave so that we could have these grants and we could have these opportunities. And, you know, just to give a shout out too to all the volunteers with the foundation.
Absolutely.
That work the race, that are willing to get up at 4:30, 5 a.m., that are willing to map out the course the day before and make sure their water stations and all of those things. I'm not a runner. by any means, but my oldest daughter is.
And she's going to run.
Yes, and she's going to run. And she ran this past Sunday at a race in Birmingham. I don't know what it is. So you think about all of those that are running, because that's what they love to do. Well, what better way to do what you love for a great cause?
Absolutely.
Knowing that your run and the funds are all going to help students.
Without a doubt. John, really quick, going back to you, we're going to close it out here, making our way back around. For people who have never run a race before, somebody who may be in, a little bit apprehensive, intimidated a little bit by a run, just knowing it's a 5K run or a 10K run, what can people expect? How would you personally coach somebody to ease them into this? Because you did say earlier that it was, you know, a good flat, you know, route, course, I should say, to take. So how would you coach somebody in this?
Okay. Somebody starting out, first time, hasn't trained much, go into it with the thought, I'm going to have fun. Run, walk. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Okay.
Better than the person sitting on the couch.
There you go. That's great. And it should be hopefully nice weather. So cool. It's fall. And we're feeling like, you know, it's going to be sunshiny and nice. So hopefully that'll be great, right?
Yes. We would love that. We've run in the rain. Yeah. We've run in freezing cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nice weather would be
a big
rain plus. Doesn't stop the students.
No, it does not. It may even make it better for them.
No, it does not.
That's great.
And if you want a little inspiration, just come watch them, especially the takeoff. I love to see the takeoff.
Yeah, for sure.
You see, you know, children, you see, you know, youth, then you've got the adults. Mm-hmm. It's just really neat. It's like the cherry to fire moment all over again, watching them as they race and compete.
And it all starts and stops at Legion Stadium.
Yes.
Yes.
So we know that that is the central point for all of this. Ms. Sprayberry, really quick, briefly, just your overall excitement about this event. I know that, you know, Dr. Eller said earlier that you do two big events each year. You may want to touch on the other event, and then also how can people get involved with the foundation regularly to be a part of it?
Thank you. Yes, we have our next event. We really just have two big fundraising events, this one and then the first Saturday in December is our Breakfast with Santa. It's hosted at the high school. We invite our children, Indian Valley and Pinecrest, to come free of charge. Their parents who bring them, or guardians or family, pay $10, and that just helps offset some cost. We have the jazz band there. We have choral music there. We have kids dressed up. We have Santa Claus, and they get their picture made with them and eat breakfast with them. It's a really fun morning. After we did it a couple of years, I've had families come up to me and say, okay, this is part of our family Christmas tradition now.
That's awesome.
You've got to keep it going. We even did it the year of COVID.
Yeah.
We had a drive-through at Pinecrest, and they came in and got their picture made and got their sack lunch from breakfast from Chick-fil-A and walked out.
I love it.
So Chick-fil-A is a great supporter of that. They provide our breakfast for us. And, yeah, it's we call it our warm and fuzzy.
That's awesome.
I was going to say, if you want to see all my grandchildren in action, come that morning.
Christmas with Santa,
That's our tradition, to be exact. I've got one grandson who is convinced that every time he goes to the high school, Chick-fil-A cow is supposed to be there. He wants to know where he is.
I love that. That's awesome. So, Breakfast with Santa. It's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Do we have a date for it yet?
December 6th.
December 6th. There you go. Mark your calendar for that. And people can get involved with the Silicaga City Schools Foundation. How?
Oh, contributing for memorials, you know, remembering someone who's passed away, honorariums, a chair. Mm-hmm. If they would like to start sponsoring a chair of $25,000, if you've ever been at the high school, the two main four-year hallway has the walls with the Excellence in Education plaques. Each one of those represents $25,000 given. It could come from a company, a family, a class, like the class of 2025 last year. You know, however way the money can come in, all in one written check or over a period of time. But that's our biggest thank you for supporting the foundation, is to fund a chair.
Well, we're looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun in terms of the 5K, 10K run. It's happening October 25th. And you can register still online at scsfoundation.net or when you arrive on that Saturday morning. John Parrish, Carol Sprayberry, Dr. Eller, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to a good one.
Yes.